99 Fresh FM.
Financial Breakfast, where we equip you with relatable and realistic financial advice.
That's right, 8:56 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. This is that bit where we just want to make sure that you are aligned properly, Mos, with your finances.
Yep.
And the superstar to do it for us is Osi Juliana, the AP.
Yebo.
Let's get into it, shall we?
Let's do it.
Okay.
Good morning, and today's topic is going to be on income tax. The reasons why we pay our tax on a yearly basis is that we can, some of that money is allocated to government services such as hospital, police stations, and etc. For you as an individual, the benefits of filing for your income tax is to avoid penalties for financial records and refund eligibility. So for financial records, with the new FEMA bill that is coming up, it is important that your tax is up to date if you are even in plans of obtaining a property or a sale of a property. You have a lot more is going to be in place with the new FEMA Act that is coming. So it is very very advisable that you have your tax up to date. For the tip of the day, some of the documents that you can include when filing for your tax so that you can get our favorite, our tax returns, is that you can include a study policy, a retirement plan, if you have moved from one job to another and a pension was paid out, you can also include that. Your daily expenses such as fuel, cell phone bills, anything that has to do with your household upkeeping, where there is VAT minus from that amount,
yeah.
You keep those receipts and you can file it with your tax so that you can get a little bit of coin back. If you love today's topic and you'd like to speak more on it, give me a call on 0816448286, and that is all from me. Bye.
All right, cool. Thank you so much, Juliana. I really appreciate it. I think it's a very, very important conversation that we need to have. Continuous one, for that matter.
Continuous one, man. Mm-hmm. And I think also at this point, it's important that you recognize that there are just certain things that are just not working out. So you might as well turn to a financial advisor, expert today, so that you can just get your things in order, man. Because, you know, the other day, Juliana posted on her, I think it was her Facebook, if I'm not mistaken, just to emphasize on the fact that, you know, a lot of people feel like, oh, I can't afford life cover. I can't afford what, you know, things like that. You can actually afford it. You just have to make sure that you plan accordingly. So that's why a financial advisor is actually important, because they let you know, like, listen, this is the money that you have. This is what you spend your money on. But we can redirect this money from this that is not necessarily benefiting you to this that will be beneficial to you in the long run. But yeah, give her a call, man, and have the conversations, obviously, in your own time. And understand a little bit more.
Financial Breakfast, every Monday at 8:50 a.m.
There's no reason for us at